In this bulletin, a change to the wording of Australia's national anthem designed to make it more inclusive. More border closures after community outbreaks in New South Wales and Victoria. And in sport, NBL clubs South East Melbourne Phoenix and the New Zealand Breakers to temporarily move to Hobart. For the latest SBS news, I'm Greg Dyett. Australia's national anthem, Advance Australia Fair, has officially been amended. The second line will change from "For we are young and free" to "For we are one and free." Governor-General David Hurley agreed to the Commonwealth recommendation to make the change. The new anthem comes into effect from today. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the change was made for all Australians after calls for it to be more inclusive to recognise Australia's Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander heritage. Well, Australia is starting the new year with most of the states and territories reimposing border restrictions. Thousands of Victorians have cut short holidays in New South Wales and are heading home before Victoria's hard border closure with New South Wales begins at midnight. South Australia has reimposed a hard border with New South Wales. The Northern Territory has declared Greater Sydney a hotspot, meaning mandatory 14-day quarantine is imposed on travellers and at their own expense. And Western Australia has listed Victoria and New South Wales as medium risk, imposing a travel ban on visitors from both states. WA's acting Premier Roger Cook says closing the border again is designed to protect the community.
These decisions do not come easy. We know every time we make decisions like this, we have a big impact on people. They are restrictions that we would prefer not to put in place. Our state has been in the enviable position of being free of COVID-19 in the community for almost 9 months now. And that is because of the swift actions that we have taken and the sacrifices that we have made collectively as a community.
New South Wales reported 10 cases of community transmission yesterday, while Victoria had 8 new cases. COVID-19 is seeing the new year being marked with subdued celebrations. Sydney's annual fireworks lit up the Harbour Bridge, but a ban on crowds forced people to watch the display on television, and similar events in other states and territories were scrapped. Europe's festivities will be toned down because of the pandemic. France is deploying 100,000 police to break up any New Year's Eve parties and enforce a nighttime curfew. In the UK, Boris Johnson is urging people to stay at home and not meet up with friends or family indoors unless they're part of the same household. And in New York, the illuminated Times Square ball will be dropped during the countdown to midnight, but the area will not be open to the public. China has approved its first COVID-19 vaccine for general use. It's a vaccine developed by an affiliate of the state-backed pharmaceutical giant Sinopharm. Efficacy data has not been publicly released, but there are claims it's almost 80% effective. Zhen Zhonghui from the country's health commission says the vaccine will be affordable.
As the vaccination work expands, the cost will be reduced significantly. We are confident that the price of the new coronavirus vaccine will certainly be in the limit of what people can afford.
The German Chancellor Angela Merkel has denounced COVID-19 conspiracy theorists in her last New Year's Eve address to the nation. She says 2020 was by far the most difficult of her 15 years in power, but says vaccinations against the virus make this year a year of hope. In a rare show of emotion, the 66-year-old offered these reflections on those who deny the existence of COVID-19.
Ich kann nur ahnen, wie bitter es sich anfühlen muss für die,
I can only imagine the bitterness felt by those who are mourning a loved one because of the coronavirus, or those who are still suffering its after effects, when the existence of the virus is disputed or denied by some. The conspiracy theories are not only false and dangerous, they're also cynical and cruel towards those people.
Ms. Merkel confirms she won't be seeking another term in office. A search is continuing in a Norwegian village near Oslo for 10 people missing after a landslide. Authorities say some homes in Gerdrum moved several hundred metres, while others were destroyed when they fell into a massive crater. Christine Brendan's house was initially left on the edge of the crater before collapsing into it. She says her family was lucky it was away on holiday.
It's like we won the lottery and got life as a gift. If we'd been at home, I imagine if we'd walked out of the front door, we would have fallen straight down. We've had good luck.
In basketball, NBL clubs Southeast Melbourne Phoenix and the New Zealand Breakers will temporarily move to Hobart following a fresh outbreak in Victoria. The Breakers had moved to Victoria in preparation for the season, but they, along with the Phoenix, will now shift to Hobart to ensure they don't get stranded. Melbourne United is in Cairns, while the Sydney Kings and the Hawks recently moved to the New South Wales border city of Albury, but they too will be moved due to the evolving situation. Well, now the weather for New Year's Day. Perth, sunny and 35. Adelaide, mostly sunny, 32. A shower or two for Melbourne, 26. Cloudy in Hobart, 20. Canberra, also cloudy and 23. A shower or two in Wollongong, 22. Sydney, similar conditions, 23. Newcastle, a shower or two, 24. Brisbane, also expecting showers, 28. Cairns, much the same, with showers and 31 degrees. And Darwin, showers with a possible storm and 33. I'm Greg Diet. Happy New Year. And that's the latest from the SBS News team.